Picture this. The Dow Jones plummets 29.2% in a single day. According to standard financial models, this should happen once every billion lifetimes of the universe. Yet, it occurred on October 19, 1987. This wasn't an anomaly. Financial markets routinely experience what conventional theories deem impossible. This contradiction forms the heart of Benoit Mandelbrot's revolutionary work. As the father of fractal geometry, Mandelbrot spent decades challenging orthodox financial theories, earning praise from legendary investors like Paul Tudor Jones, who called his book a must-read for anyone with a nickel to invest. Even Warren Buffett acknowledges the flaws in conventional market theories that Mandelbrot exposes. These ideas later influenced Nassim Nicholas Taleb's Black Swan Theory, fundamentally changing how we think about risk in the modern world. Modern financial theory assumes price changes follow a bell curve, with market movements resembling independent coin tosses. This assumption underpins Nobel Prize-winning innovations, modern portfolio theory, the capital asset pricing model, and the Black-Scholes options formula. Reality tells a different story. When Mandelbrot studied cotton prices in the 1960s, he discovered fat tails, extreme price movements occurring far more frequently than theory predicted. While a normal distribution suggests a 5-standard deviation event happens once every 7,000 years, financial markets experience such moves every few years. This discrepancy creates serious consequences. Standard risk measures underestimate actual market risk. Portfolio diversification provides less protection than claimed, and option pricing models require constant adjustments. Yet economists cling to this flawed model through what Mandelbrot calls the persistence of error, similar to medieval astronomers adding epicycles rather than accepting heliocentrism. If markets don't follow the bell curve, what model better describes them? Mandelbrot proposes that markets behave like turbulent fluids, alternating between calm pools and violent rapids. This turbulence exhibits fractal patterns, self-similar structures that repeat at different scales. A small section of a price chart resembles the larger chart, just as a small piece of coastline mirrors the entire shoreline. Mandelbrot identifies two key characteristics of market behavior. One, the Noah effect. Markets experience discontinuous jumps rather than smooth transitions. Prices leap instead of glide, creating gaps where traders cannot execute at intermediate prices. Two, the Joseph effect. Market movements show long-term dependence, with past price changes influencing future ones far longer than standard theory allows. These effects combine in a multi-fractal model that transforms clock time into trading time, stretching and compressing time to reflect periods of intense activity and calm. This matches traders' experience that markets sometimes pack a month's worth of action into a single day, while other days pass with minimal movement. Through decades of analysis, Mandelbrot identified 10 fundamental truths about markets that contradict conventional wisdom. 1. Markets are turbulent, behaving like complex fluids rather than mechanical systems, shifting between calm and chaos. 2. Markets are far riskier than standard theories suggest. Investors demand higher returns on stocks because they intuitively grasp the true magnitude of risk. 3. Market timing matters greatly, with gains and losses concentrating in brief periods. Nearly half the dollar's decline against the yen from 1986 to 2003 occurred on just 10 trading days out of 4,695. 4. Prices leap rather than glide, creating discontinuities that invalidate many trading strategies and occur far more frequently than normal distribution predicts. 5. In markets, time is flexible, compressing during intense activity and stretching during calm. Trading volume and volatility cluster together. 6. Markets across all eras and locations work alike, showing similar fractal patterns from Dutch tulip prices to modern cryptocurrency markets. 7. markets are inherently uncertain, and bubbles are inevitable due to the scaling properties of price movements. 8. Markets are deceptive, creating illusory patterns that fool our pattern recognition instincts. 9. While specific price forecasting is perilous, you can estimate future volatility by recognizing that volatility clusters, creating periods of heightened risk. 10. In financial markets, intrinsic value has limited utility. Prices reflect complex interactions rather than rational calculations, functioning more like ecosystems than adding machines. The Sierpinski gasket demonstrates how fractals work by repeatedly removing the middle triangle from an equilateral triangle, creating self-similar patterns at different scales. This simple recursion generates complexity similar to how markets develop from basic trading patterns. Self-similarity appears throughout nature, in coastlines, clouds, and tree branches. Financial markets display this same property, with price charts showing similar patterns across daily, weekly, or monthly timeframes. A crash on an hourly chart often resembles one viewed over months. Fractal geometry measures this roughness using fractional dimensions. The British coastline's fractal dimension of 1.25 indicates it's more complex than a smooth line without filling a plane. Similarly, cotton prices show different fractal dimensions than wheat prices, reflecting their distinct market dynamics. These fractal dimensions often remain stable despite price fluctuations, providing consistent measures of underlying market behavior and helping traders understand a market's true nature. The fractal view of markets challenges conventional money management. While standard theory portrays markets as predictable, the fractal alternative reveals them as dynamic, unpredictable systems requiring robust defenses. Wall Street's risk tools, especially Value at Risk, VAR, use flawed assumptions that underestimate potential losses. The real danger lies in missing the catastrophic overhang, the actual losses occurring in the extreme portion of the probability curve. The 1997-1998 Asian financial crisis demonstrated these risks when Indonesia's quarterly GDP fell 18.9% and its currency collapsed by 526%, outcomes standard models failed to anticipate. Mandelbrot advocates a pragmatic approach, similar to how the Dutch rebuilt their dikes higher after the devastating 1953 flood that conventional models deemed impossible. We must acknowledge financial market turbulence and build better safeguards through stress testing portfolios with Monte Carlo simulations based on realistic randomness rules. Conventional models aren't merely wrong, they're dangerously wrong, like ships built for speed with little thought to stability in storms. As Myron Scholes admitted after his hedge fund long-term capital management collapsed in 1998, planning for crises is more important than VAR analysis. Despite overwhelming evidence against standard financial theory, it remains dominant globally. This persistence is striking, given the theory's repeated failures to predict major market events from the 1987 crash to the 2008 financial crisis. Unlike astronomers who revise theories when contradicted, economists devise fixes for anomalies rather than questioning fundamental assumptions. The old models persist because the math is manageable, looks impressive, and provides false confidence. The fractal alternative requires accepting that risk is greater than acknowledged, forecasting is inherently limited, and catastrophic events are normal features rather than anomalies. When someone confidently predicts markets using standard models, remember the fractal truth. Markets are wild, turbulent systems that defy neat categorization. True financial wisdom begins with humble recognition of the market's unpredictability. Only by building robust systems can we navigate financial risk effectively. The question isn't whether another market crash will come, it's whether we'll finally be prepared when it does.